Let's go with the message this morning. Stand. Can y'all say that and get my mind on something else? Here we go. Stand. Amen. Come on. Here we go. Going to go with the series right now. Stand. And today, let's move it, Rod. You got to click, brother. Come on. Today, we are looking at something. What are we looking at? We're looking at how to stand what? Alone, if necessary. You'll find all kinds of things in the Bible that'll help you. We're going to go back 2,500 years to when mighty King Ahasuerus, or can you say that with me? Xerxes. How many, you might not have heard of Ahasuerus, but you've heard of Xerxes before. Yeah, right in your Bible. King Ahasuerus is Xerxes, king of Persia. Wonder where that might be. Iran. All right, got it? Way back 2,500 years ago, and now you're telling me the same, some of the same things that's in our news today and we hear about, and some of the wicked things and evil things that happen. Yep. Same folks, same place. Crazy. Amen? Now, the book is called the Book of Esther. And it's interesting. In the Book of Esther, God's name is not mentioned. And it was even open for debate. They debated it for years, that back through the centuries. Should this book be included in the Bible because God's name is not mentioned? But if you see the story and you understand the story, God's all through the story. Amen? It's a phenomenal book in your Bible. And I think that's how it is sometimes in our life. When we have to stand alone, we wonder, where's God? You know what I'm saying? Where are you? And that, I think that's an interesting take on this book. God's name is not mentioned. Where are you, God, in this book? Are you going to let this happen? And God shows up. And he shows up through a person. Several key players in this book, but especially this queen, this wonderful young Jewish woman. Her name is Esther. What happened in this story? Well, we can't read everything because it's a whole book, okay? We're going to hit some highlights. King Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, he canned his queen. Not Esther, but Vashti. Can you say that with me? Vashti. Aren't you glad you weren't named that? Come on. Vashti. Here we go. He canned her. Why? Because he basically wanted to come out. There was drinking and things going on. He wanted to come out and show how beautiful she was. I don't know if he's wanting to show her off. I don't know if he's wanting to parade her out naked. I don't know. It wouldn't be odd that he would do such a thing. All I know is she said, heck no, it ain't happening. So it must have been more than just walk across and smile at us. Amen? So he canned her. Got rid of her. Got it? That's how our story starts. And like so many men, when we make fools of ourselves, he became what? Depressed and lonely. And I'm sure though he had every woman at his disposal, any woman he'd want, but not Vashti. And he became depressed. And so the men around him came up with an elaborate plan to find a new virgin queen. Nothing like a new virgin to make the king happy. Amen? Excuse me. Here we go. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. And let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of who? Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and they did so. So anyway, they had this big beauty contest and queen contest or what have you. And a young Jewish woman named who? Esther is chosen to be the queen. So we're moving the story on. Why? Because we want to get to the place where we talk about standing alone. It's going to come quick at the end. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. Can you say that with me? Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. And he brought up Hadassah. He's the one who raised Esther, his uncle's daughter. So basically, this is her cousin raising her. Is that correct? Did we get it right? All right. So Mordecai raises his uncle's daughter. For she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own what? So a man named Mordecai raises the woman named who? Esther. Y'all so far so good? So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. So now, she's moved into the palace. This young Jewish woman named Esther is now queen. And the king, help me now, loved Esther above all the women. So there's some other women too. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So that he set the royal crown upon her head and he made her queen instead of who? Vashti. All right, there you go. So that's a little bit of our setting. Esther's cousin Mordecai, that's the man who raised her. Do y'all have that down, say? So obviously this man was older than her, cousin still, raised her. Mordecai helped foil a plot to kill the king. You need to know this. As you read the book of Esther, there's some people wanting to assassinate the king. And he's just a Jewish man. He doesn't have anything to do with the government, anything like that. But he sits outside the gate. Let's watch it. In those days, while Mordecai sat at the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, look at these names, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, they were mad, and they sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to who? Why? Because he's sitting by the what? And he's listening to their mouth. And he told it to Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out that he was right. They were going to do that. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree. Bye-bye, Big Than and Teresh. And it was written in the book, say this with me, it was written in the book of the what? Before the king. So this was all written down and documented in the books that the king had. Okay? You know a king doesn't know everything's going on. Don't you know that? Say. And you know Congress doesn't even write, they don't even read bills before they pass them. Y'all know that, right? Say. I'm sorry, that just slipped out. Here we go. We need to tell Congress, you're not king. Read the bill! If you're king, then guess what? Yeah, you don't have to read the stuff. But if you're not king, read the bill. That'd preach right there in Washington, I believe. That'd work. Now, after these things, a new man is chosen to be over the princes. The king says, I need to put somebody over all the princes. Okay? Or his people under him. They think it's important. His secret service. Got it? Say. And so a new man's chosen. Let's keep moving. And after these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman? Say that with me. Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. So he elevates this man. What's the man's name? Haman. Have I lost y'all yet? It ain't even 10 o'clock. We're already doing stories. Here we go. Come on. And all the king's servants that were in the king's gates bowed. And they reverenced who? Haman. Who sat at the gate every day? Mordecai. For the king had so commanded concerning him, you reverence this man. But Mordecai didn't do what? He didn't bow. And he didn't do him reverence. See, Mordecai believes in Jehovah God. Okay? And I don't think he's being ugly. I don't think he like gives him the finger or something when he comes by. Excuse me. That's ugly of me to talk like that. He's just not going to show him that kind of reverence that you would show God. And the king's servants which were in the king's gates said unto Mordecai, why are you transgressing the king's commandment? That came to pass when they spoke daily unto him, he hearkened not unto him. Not trying to cause any trouble, just not what to do. And they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a what? Oh yeah. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman what? Full of wrath. Crazy story. You can't understand the book of Esther unless you. We talk a little bit about this, though. And this man, Haman, he did an evil plot. He devised an evil plot to do what to all the Jews? Exactly. You know the Jews have been hunted down like dogs from the beginning. You ought to stand for Jews. You ought to stand for the people of Israel. We're Christians. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Okay, you and I. We got our Bible. I could talk forever about this. Our Savior came through the Jewish race. They're God's chosen people. We ought to stand with them. Amen. Are they perfect? Do they always do the right thing and always have the right policies? Yes or no? No. That's beside the point. The point is they are God's people. Amen. And who are you going to stand with? Are you going to stand with Iran or are you going to stand with Israel? Crazy people. Say. Israel. Amen. Always been. Get our series on the annihilation of a nation. Tell you about what they've been through. It's incredible. So let's talk a little more. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. For they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought not just to kill Mordecai, but to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. So he's so full of rage and anger. And this goes way back. This wasn't just probably about a gate thing that happened. This is something deep in his heart and bitterness. And probably, if you study his lineage, you'll find out why he had this bitterness and hatred. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there's a certain people. So he goes to talk to the king, and the king don't know a whole lot many times. There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse. See, they're different. Okay? From all people. That's what Hitler said. Neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. I don't even know why I even have them here. Shouldn't even be nice to them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. Let's just get rid of them. Let's just wipe them out. They're no good to you. And I'll pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took his ring from his hand and he gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha. That's hard. The Agagite, the Jew's enemy. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to thee. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces. Say it with me. To destroy, to kill, and cause to all Jews, both young and old, help me, little children, women in one. It's an evil man, ain't he? Say. Just because somebody didn't bow down to you? Even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a what? The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all the people that they should be ready against that day. So signed into law, it's stuck up on post, it's on the buildings, blah, 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 given to people whoever's supposed to have it, and they're going to kill all the Jews. By the way, can you say that with me? What did Haman, can we do it one more time? What did Haman look like? He looked just like this guy. He looked just like him. He sounded just like him too. Listen. Israel's a stinking corpse. Who said that? Ahmadinejad. Sounds like something Haman would say. He'll drive them into the what? That's what Ahmadinejad said. He'll wipe them off the face of the... Oh, and by the way, he said this. The Holocaust never what? Happened. I'm sure if Haman gets away with this, he'll sort of rewrite history a little bit, and this will have never happened either, right? Say. Amen? I do not understand, and I shouldn't even talk like this probably, but I do not understand how we can let that man on our soil in America to get up and say the things he says at the UN. We've lost our mind. Crazy. You know? It's crazy. Crazy. Mordecai and the Jewish people cried bitterly. Let's look at some scripture. Mordecai perceived all that was done. Mordecai tore his clothes. He put on sackcloth and ashes. He went out into the midst of the city. He cried with a loud and bitter cry. He came before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great what? Mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many laying sackcloth and ashes all over the provinces. He had 127 different provinces. How do we stand alone? We got to make this fast. Come on. Queen Esther wanted to know what was going on. She's inside the palace. She doesn't know what's happening out there. What's happening? Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, who he had appointed to attend upon her. And she gave him a commandment to Mordecai, the man who raised her cousin, to know what it was and why it was. What's going on out there? She knew he would shoot straight. So Mordecai gives Hatach, the queen's messenger, the horrible news, and gives an actual copy of the diabolical decree. And he asks who for help? Somebody tell me. Mordecai asks who to help him. So Hatach went forth to Mordecai into the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. Mordecai told him all that he had happened unto him, and of the sum of money that Haman had promised to pay the king's treasuries for the Jews and to destroy them. He also gave him a copy of the writing of the decree. It was given to Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, to declare it unto her, to charge her that she should go into the king to make supplication unto him, to make request before him per people. Esther responds back. It's not easy to stand alone, is it, say? What'd she say? All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king in the inner court who's not called. I know what you want me to do, but if I do that and he hasn't called me in there, there's one law of him, of his, to put him or her to death. Except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I've not been called to come into the king these 30 days. We know what he did to the last queen, don't we say? You asking me to go into this crazy man? He ain't called me in. I ain't been there for 30 days. And you know what the law is. If I go in and he ain't coming, I'm toast. So here's what Mordecai does. He gives a stinging challenge back to Queen Esther. Look at it. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews." Last time I checked, you Jewish. Don't think you're getting out. "For if thou altogether holds your peace at this time," I love this. Man, we ought to know this about the nation of Israel. One of the greatest verses in the Bible. Look at it. "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews," say it with me, "from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed." You can sit there and do nothing. I'm going to tell you something. God's not going to let his people down. He's not going to let us die. Okay? I might die. You might die. This whole nation ain't getting wiped out. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You probably are. And I am. "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom," say it with me, "for such a time as this." Come on. Who knows that you're not come to the kingdom? Help me one last time. "For such a time as this." One more time. "For such a time as this." Friend, you and I need to stand. Many times we have to stand alone. Why? Everybody else is going this way and they're going that way. That's not my problem, friend. My problem is me, and I need to do the right thing. And if it means I got to stand by myself, that's what I got to stand as, just me. Amen? We got to stand. And what did she do? If you do nothing, sooner or later, they're going to find out you're a Jew too. The Jewish race will survive. God's promise to His people is greater than your willingness to get involved. Amen? His promise to His people is greater than your willingness to get involved, Esther. The threat to God's people is probably the very reason that you were given such a position in the first place. I know you're pretty, and you look great, but I believe there was a bigger plan, Esther, why you got in that position that you got. It was to be there to serve the Lord, to stand for God. Amen? So what did Queen Esther do? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. We got a fly, Raj. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and say this with me, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So will I go into, and unto the king, which is not according to the law. Say that with me. And if I, well, that's standing alone, isn't it? She went from fear to faith. She went from reluctance to resolve. She went from being self-centered to other-centered. She was willing to stand alone. Are you? One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. Amen. Come on, here we go. Esther didn't immediately run to the king. This is so important. Standing alone doesn't mean you fly off the handle somehow. She what? Great scripture. Coming up for 3 days, she and her people fasted. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So she fasted, she prayed, she waited. She gained new strength, new perspective, new energy, and new... I encourage you today, if you're in a situation where you need to stand alone, you need to do it like she did it. Fast and pray and wait on the Lord. And you'll see, you'll get these things that she got. It can be for you as well. This is the pivotal point of the whole book of Esther, and we're out of time. We're going to finish it. All alone, Esther goes before the king. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. Boy, she looked nice. She stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so that when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor. And the king held out to Esther, say it with me, the what? Woo! So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. How many think a king like Ahmadinejad is just crazy enough to kill you? Amen. I mean, we don't have to stretch this story too much here. Then said the king unto her, what will thou, Queen Esther? What is it that you'd like? What is your request? And it shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. Wow! Pretty good news, huh? Esther not only fasted and prayed, say that with me, she also what? If you're going to stand alone, fast, pray, prepare. She had a plan. The beauty queen had a choice. Was she just going to sit there and look pretty? Or was she going to stand alone and do what needed to be done? That's what Mordecai, he put her on the spot. You'll usually strike out if you're not swinging. Would you say that with me? Come on. You'll usually, if you're not, one more time. You'll usually, if you're not, I played a lot of baseball in my life. Now, maybe when you're in T-ball and then you get into the Little League, you'll be all right just standing up there. And a lot of times you'll get to get on base. But as you get into more competitive levels of baseball, if you're just going to stand there, the pitcher has the ability to strike your butt out. Pop, pop, pop. Here we go. Here we go. Listen. You'll usually strike out if you're not what? Come on. She was what? She had a plan. What happened? We got a fly now. We're done. She said, come to my banquet. You got to read the rest of the book. She said, come to my banquet. And then she, when they're ready to come to her banquet, she says, uh-oh, come to my other banquet. Okay, so I mean, she's really got the king really wanting this thing, whatever's going to happen, you know, and come to my other banquet. Tomorrow, there were hangman's gallows being built. Guess who they were being built for? Haman was building the gallows to hang somebody on. Who was he going to give special attention to? Mordecai. So gallows are being built by Haman, the evil man that wants to kill all the Jews. So those are being built. The king can't sleep. He's so excited, perhaps, about the big banquet with the beautiful queen. What does she want? And he would call people to him to read him the chronicles of his kingdom. And did you know? The boys that came in and started reading to him read him a passage out of the chronicles, just so happened, about how a man named Mordecai saved his tail from two people that wanted to kill him. Well, did we ever reward him? Did we ever do anything for this guy? He's incredible. Nope. Can't find anything. Well, we should. Isn't God's timing amazing? He's just looking for a man or a woman to maybe stand up here. A good man honored. Wait a minute. So the king asked Haman, what should we do for such a man? Doesn't tell him who it is. He doesn't know the problem they got. What should we do for such a man that did this? And Haman thinks he's talking about him. You should put him on a horse. Put your royal robe on him, a little crown or something, and parade him through the city. King goes, great idea! You do that. Go find the man. His name is Mordecai. It's party time. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, what is your petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted to you. What is your request? It shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I found favor in your sight, O king, if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I would have held my tongue. I wouldn't be here asking you this, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he? Where is he that durst presume in his heart to do this to you and your people? And Esther said, and by the way, she'd invited Haman too to the party. Then Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. And he was all excited about being at the party. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, he went into the palace garden. He just said, oh my gosh, he goes out into the garden. And Haman stood up to make requests for his life to the queen. Please, queen. For he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. And he went over to where she was. Started pleading. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine. And Haman was fallen upon the bed where Esther was. Not a good idea. Then said the king, will you force the queen also before me in this house? Was that what Haman was doing? Say, oh no, he was just trying to beg for his life. But it looked like he had a thing with the queen going on. As the word went out of the king's mouth, say it with me, they covered Haman's face. You see them little black bags? Say. And Harbonah, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman made for who? Who's spoken good for the standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, say it with me, hang him now. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath. Now, that's the end of our story today. It's time to go. Did you learn anything from the Bible that if you'll stand up and do the right thing, God will show up and it's not all about you? Maybe it's for such a time as this that you need to stand, even if you have to stand alone. Did you hear that message today out of the Bible today? You think God was in that little story? Amen. Yeah, He was all over it. Praise God! Amen! It's a good word today. Let's stand together. I have to watch that clock. Man, I love this story. Most people don't tell the whole thing in 30 minutes. Amen? Father, thank You for this morning. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You, Jesus, that You came to this earth, born of a virgin, lived this life on this earth, died on the cross between two thieves for us, Lord. Thank You that You alone, Jesus, You're the only one who can save us. We believe there's not given among men any name where a man can be saved or a woman can be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. You stood alone for us. You died alone for us. You rose alone for us. We believe in You. We put our faith in You and our trust in You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Help us to follow You. All the days of our life, whatever life You give us, help us to follow You and to be people like Esther. Help us, God, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for being here today. God bless you. Thank you very much.